Fighter in Shas, we are inside Hedgen Daf Chaf Dalet, picking up on Chaf Gimel Beis Bet Abamin, page 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom. Last word on the line. We left off with a discussion about Machlokas, whether a litigant has to back up his claim that he's other witnesses or not. And now I want to say maybe that Machlokas actually is in another Machlokas as well, found elsewhere. Neba Beplukta Derbi Rebbe V'Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Kamifkli. Let's say this Machlokas, the Chachamim Rebbe Meir, is also the Machlokas in Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa. The Braisa tells us, Haba Lidon B'Shtar Uvechazaka. Let's say you have somebody who lives on a property and he wants to say to the original owner that this belongs to me. I have a Shtar and I have Chazaka. We know if someone lives on a land and they stay there for 3 years uncontested, that is clear that it's his land. Now, we also have a person got a shtar. So, if a person says both, then nidon b'shtar, then we go with the shtar, but he doesn't have to prove chazaka. Divi Rebbe, hazag is like Rebbe. That's Rebbe's opinion. We saw this at the end of Bava Basra. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, amay nidon b'chazaka, we have to don by chazaka, v'avinam ba. We asked a question on Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, b'chazaka v'lo b'shtar? Just chazaka, not shtar. Aleima af b'chazaka. Once a person brings up that he has another way of proving that he has something where it belongs to him, he has to live up to actually showing that as well. V'kai malan debitzarich levar pligi. And we set up that this machlokas, Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, is whether or not this litigant has to, tzarich levar, he has to back up what he said, or not. Rebbe's saying that he has to back it up, right? He brought it up, he has to back it up, and therefore he has to go ahead and bring the shtar. And that's where Rebbe Meir in our Mishnah says that it has to go and bring the second set of witnesses. Rav Shimon Gamliel, on the other hand, he says that he doesn't have to go and bring it up by showing the shtar. And that goes according to the Chachamim, who say that he doesn't have to bring another set of witnesses. So let's see that Machlokas is like this previous Machlokas. Says the Gemara, no, nice try, lo. Alibidar Rav Shimon Gamliel, kuli amalo pligi. In the world of Rav Shimon Gamliel, even Rebbe Meir, no one would argue that in our case of our Mishnah, he doesn't have to bring a second set of witnesses. Kipli, you already argue, Aliba de Rebbe. In the world of Rebbe, the Rebbe Meir, Kerebbe. The Meir, he agrees with Rebbe, and he says the litigant has to back his claim up. Rabbanan Amri Lacha, and the Rabbanan, they say back, Ad kan lo kamer Rebbe hasam el b'chazaka. Only by chazaka, the mikoch shtar kasi, because the chazaka comes from the shtar. It's coming to, you know, back up the shtar. Aval hacha, but over here, he says he's in a set of edim, the hani edim lav mikoch edim achrini kasu. These edim are not coming because of the other edim, that feel Rebbe Modi in Tzarech Levar. Even Rebbe Vimaskim, you don't have to be Mavar, and you don't have to back it up with those edim, because the two sets of witnesses are totally independent of one another. And the fact that they say he has another set has no shaykhis to the first set. As opposed to chazaka is connected to the fact that there's shtar. There would be no shtar. Right? The fact is that these two things are working together. The chazaka has to be coming off something. Has to be saying that there was a sale, or there was a matana, or there was something. Therefore, those things are actually connected to one another. Ki asa ravin, amar Rav Yochanan. When Ravin came, he said the name of Rav Yochanan. And our Mishnah was talking about a case that the second litigant, he comes along. What does that litigant do? I remember Reuven and Shimon. So Shimon comes along, and he comes with another witness, and he said that both the judges and the witnesses of the first one were no good or pasul. Reisha, the first part of the Mishnah, Rav Meir matirs this person to go and disqualify them. Beep, turn the page. Chaf Dalet. Be'edim psulin v'dayanim ksherim. Says Rashi HaKadosh. Be'edim psulim v'dayanim k'sherim, bal din posel ha'dayanim v'ha'edim, v'nimsu dvarv emes ala edim, u'mishamachi mem ninan lay afil l'gabe dayanin. So we're talking about a case where we found out that it was actually true that they're no good, but that against the judges wasn't confirmed, and therefore they should be that they're okay, dayanim k'sherim. Migo de pasli edim pasli nam dayanim, but the mayor says that since it was proven correct that the witnesses were no good, then we believe him also reference to the judges. Seifa, we look at the Seifa of the Mishnah, Rav Meir says that a litigant is allowed to passel the other person's witness, but Dayanim psulim ve'edim ksherim. It's talking about a case where we later found out that the Dayanim were really no good. And that against a witness, though, we don't know. So you'd think it'd be good. However, the miga the pasli b'dayomim pasli nami edim. Since we pasli dayomim, we pasli the edim as well. Maskefla Rava.
Beshlama miga the pasli edim pasli nami dayomim. Okay, we understand the fact that we're going to pasli the edus, the edim, the witnesses. Then you're going to go and you're going to pasli also the dayanim. Ika beidina achrina, because there's other beidinim they could use in order to deal with this. And therefore, there's no like thought like, okay, I'm going to get rid of this for nothing. So it's Rashi, v'inu regea be'edos. El amigo de pasli dayane pasli nami edim, for edim suleka. But if you want to say that since they can go ahead, the litigants can, against the judges confirmed, and they found that they're pasli. Now you're going to say also the edim are pasli. But sorry about that. You want to say the edim are also pasli. How does that make any sense? For edim suleka, they don't have any more edim to deal with over here, and therefore we have a problem. Says we're lo tzvichad ika kasel cher. So we're talking about a case where there is another set of edim over there. So the second litigant is believed because the first one can go ahead and get other edim. In fact, the gemara haleka kasel cher. My, what if there's none? Then what? There's another set of edim. Hachinami the lamati pasli. Haini the rav dimi. Well, that's that goes that you want to say that if there's another second of edim, then the first one wouldn't be pasli. How can I mean the lomatzi pasli if there wouldn't be another set? That is the same thing that Rav Dimi said.
Ikebenayo, what's the difference between the two of them? The Ikebenayo, Migo, the Migo, since he was found to be, that it was true what he said, the Mar Savar mina Migo, one says, meaning Ravin, he says, and we say Migo, or Mar Savar lo mina Migo, and the other one says, we do not say Migo. Now we go back to something we said in Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Gufa, Amr Shalkesh, Peh Kadosh Yomer Davar Zeh, Tini Eido. Is it possible to say such a Peh Kadosh, Rabbi Meir would say this? Instead, how do you read it? Tini Eido. Not Eidov, but Eido. Now, says Gemara, Eini, is it really true? Is Rishalkesh, does he speak in such a way? Like, wow, Peh Kadosh. V'amr Ula, Haro is Rishalkesh, Bebisa Medrash. When somebody saw Rishalkesh and you're staggering away, it was like he was uprooting mountains and grinding them one against the other. He himself was so chashev. It's unusual to find that he would be speaking about someone else like that. Ravina says, what do you mean? So Rabbi Meir Steigen, he would take up the biggest mountains and grind them one to the next. So it was even higher level than Reish Lakish. So it makes sense he would speak like that. Says Gemara Hachikomer, Borei kama mechava bin zeh. Take a look. Let's see how much each one loves the next. It wasn't a question like, wow, Rishakish would talk like that. It's, wow, look how he talks. Such a beautiful thing. Even though he was so chashev, he would soon get other people as well in such a very positive light. Story time to back up this Nakuda. There's something called hatmana. That's when you take something hot and you put it in hot sand in order to keep the heat, retain the heat. The Gemara says, Ki ha Yosef, Rabbi Vikamer, Asa lahatman is hatmana. He said, it's Asa to do hatmana, even with tzonim, with cold things in cold sand, to keep it cold, lest you can't take a mistake and do hot in hot sand. Amr lafan of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Abba hitter lahatman is tzonim. My father, he matired to do it on Shabbos. Amr lahem, Kvara horizakin. And the Rebbe said to his Talmidim, the Rebbe Yossi already ruled against that. And what can I do? Amar Papa, Borei kam v'chav mzeh tzeh. Tehidu Rebbe Yossi, Kayim, if Rebbe Yossi would have been alive, hayakuf v'yoshef ne Rebbe, he would have bowed himself in front of Rebbe. Daha Rebbe Shmuel bar Yossi, Rebbe Shmuel bar Rebbe Yossi, memali makam avasov haya, because Rebbe Shmuel, who was Rebbe Yossi's son, was Malat Mamal's Makam Hayakaf of Yosef Ne Rebbe, and he stood in front of Rebbe, Vikamar Kvar Horizakin. Yet when Rebbe heard of Yossi Paskin, he said, oh, the Zakin already Paskin, even though he was on a higher level, he's Mechavim, he respected him, he loved him so much. Amar Rav Hoshaya, Maidach Siv, what do we mean? We learned from the Pasuk in Zechariah, and the Pasuk here is talking about Hashem using two, or about the Navi, meaning Zechariah himself, using two staffs to guide a flock of sheep. And we say Maidasiv Ekachli Shne Makos Lechad Lachad Karasi Noam Lachad Karasi Chovlam. What does it mean when it says, and I took two staffs? One I called Karasi Noam, pleasant, and the other I called Chovlam, as in an assaulter, something that hits and Chovel damages. Noam elu tamnei chachamim shebe'eretz Yisrael, sheman inim zeh lezeh b'halacha. Noam pleasant is that's the students of the chachamim in Eretz Yisrael, who are or Noam pleasant towards one another in the way that they when they shteig. Chovlim elu tamnei chachamim shebe'bavel shemechabim zeh lezeh b'halacha. They like beat each other in halacha. It gets intense. Another pasuk vayomer ela shnei bnei hayitzar omdim. They said these are the two sons of the oil who stand. The pasuk says earlier, and two olive trees next to it. Zechariah here had a nevuah, he had a prophecy, and there are these two olive trees. And to understand what it means, a malach said to him that the two trees were the two sons of oil. Yitzar oil, Amr of Yitzhak, Yelotim Yechachamim, Shevaritz Yisrael, Shenochen, Zelazeb, Alacha, Kishem, and Zeis, that they are easygoing and pleasant with one another, and like olive oil. Ushnaim Zeisim Alea, Yelotim Yechachamim, Shevabavel, Shemirum, Zebazeb, Alacha, Kizais. And the two olive trees next to it is talking about the students of Talmid Chacham and Bavel that are bitter towards another one when they shteig, like is the olive tree. Va'esa einav einai va'esa einai va'ere v'inei shteim nashim yotzos v'ruach v'chanfeim v'lahina kanfayim kikanfei hachasida v'tisena esayifa bein ha'aretz bein ha'shamayim. Then I lifted my eyes and I saw these two women came out. The wind was in their wings. They had wings like the wings of a chasida, and they lift up the eifa measure between the earth and the heavens. Va'omer l'malach adover bi'ana me'hema molicho esayifa v'yomer elai livnos La bayis be'eretz Shinar. And I said to the malach that spoke with me, where are they taking the ephah? They said to build a house in the land of Shinar. These women are representing the idea of chanufa, of flattery and arrogance that went to Bavel. It went down to Bavel. Is that true? Did Gaiva go down there? Faham or Mar? Asar Kab and Gasas Yardul Olam, Tishan Natul Elam, Vachas Kolam Kulo. That Elam took nine parts of it. That Elam is Persia, Pras, and there was one Kab going through the whole world. So it was Elam that was full of arrogance, not Bavel. In Labavel Nachis, Vishtarbove, Dishtarbov Leilam. Right? It came down originally to Bavel, but then it went to Elam. The Ganami could also learn enough from the Pasuk. The Chsev Livnos La Bayis Be'eretz Shinar. It says to build a house in the land of Shinar. It is talking about, right, when it says in Lashon Yachid, that only one of the women was in Bavel, and the other left, Shema Minah, where we see that it went to Elam. V'amar Mar, Simon Legasis, or Ruach Anios. We know that a sign, a simon for arrogance, is poverty. V'anios le'bavel nachis. And poverty went to Bavel. Since we know that the Anios is in Bavel, it would seem that its people are arrogant and that actually didn't go to Elam. My Anios, what does it mean, Anios? Anios Torah. It means someone is poor when it comes to the idea of Torah, says Rashi, Be'elam Hayi. Right, arrogant people are not given to really steiging well, and therefore they don't have good Torah learning. The chsiv achos lanu ktana v'shadayim ela. Our sister is young and she has no shadayim. Amrav Yochanan zu elam shezachsa lilmod v'lo zachsa lamed. They were zochta steig, but not to teach Torah to others. But in Bavel they did. They were able to teach also. My Bavel, what does it mean? It's Bavel. Amrav Yochanan belula b'mikra, belula b'mishnah, belula b'talmud. That's why he uses this lashon of Bavel. It's filled with these three things. B'machshakim hoshivani kimese olam. Pasuk says he placed me in darkness like the eternally dead. Kimese olam. Amar Rav Yirmiyahu zeh Talmuda shebavel. This is talking about the Talmud Bavli. Says Rashi on that, because she'ein nochen zeh mzeh, they weren't pleasant with one another, therefore a talmudam suffik biyadam. It ends up being that their learning came out like in a state of suffik, of doubt. And that's why it's like it was in darkness. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah. Sorry about this, my throat, whatever, I don't know, I've been a little bit out under the weather. Okay, now, even though generally speaking, you're not allowed to have, there's certain edim that are, certain people that are puzzle as Edim, and they can't be part of a court case, still, if they accept upon them that they're going to take it, then it works. Amar Lov, let's say one of the litigants says, Neman alai Abba, right? Reuven says, my father has accepted me as a judge, or Neman alai Avicha, or I trust your father. Neman alai Shlosha Roy Bakar, three Roim, three shepherds, right? They could be judges. I'm good with it. So Mir Omer, Yachalach Sabo, he can back out of it and change his mind. Chamam in Yachalach Sabo, he can't back out.
Let's say you have a case at a Hayachayv L'Chavir Shavua. You have one that's chayv to swear for his friend, V'Amar Lo, and the other one says, Dor li b'chaye roshcha, swear to me by the life of your head. Rashi says, Dor li is a lashon of Shavua. Normally you take a sefer Torah, you do b'shem Hashem. Now you're saying, it's okay, we just, you know, swear. Reb Meir Omer, Yachalach Sabo, you can back out. Chamam in Yachalach Sabo, you can't back out. It's like the Hilke Gemara. Amar Rav Dimi Breid, Rav Nachman Breid, Rav Yosef. Can you go into Kable Ale Bechad? It's talking about a case where the litigant accepted the father upon himself as one of the three judges. Says Rashi, Bechad Dayana, V'Dayana. V'Afrika Havda Ika Trey Achrini Ba'adei, Amar Rav Meir, Yachalach Sabo, you can still back out. Amar Rav Yudam Shmuel, Machlokes B'Machalucha. The Machlokes is in a case. We're trying to figure out over here, who exactly are we talking about? The Mishnah says that they want to back out. Is it the plaintiff or the defendant? So he says that machlokes machalach. The machlokes is when a plaintiff who says to the defendant, in other words, somebody's trying to get money for some, Reuven wants to get money from Shimon, he says, you know, I forgive you if he decides in your favor. Aval be'etin lach, right? But let's say in a case where the defendant says, I'm going to give you the money you claim if the court says you deserve it. Divrei kol yachal lach sabo. Be'etin lach, everyone agrees that the defendant can back out of his acceptance, right? Even the chama can be maskim, that the defendants can retract, because what kinyan was ever done to lock in the words that he had said, like, I accept this. The court ruling by itself doesn't chayiv him to pay, because only the court that has three qualified judges has the power to take money here. They don't have it. V'yuchan omar, be'etin lecha machlokas. He says that the machlokas, even in the case of, I'm going to give it to you. Yibayilu freks the gemara, be'etin lecha machlokas. Avaba machalach, divrei kol ein yachalach sabo. Are you saying that is Ruchan meaning to say that the machlokas is in reference to a defendant who says that I will give you the contested money, but regarding a plaintiff who said that the debt is going to be forgiven to you, everyone's going to be maskim that divrei kol ein yachalach sabo, you can't back out? Odilma be'mezu be'mezu machlokas, maybe machlokas in both cases. Tashima, let's figure it out. Tamer Rava, machlokas be'etin lecha. The machlokas is, let's say you have a defendant, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven says, Shimon, you owe me $100. And he says, I'm going to give you the money. Avaba machalacha, divrei kol ein yachalach sabo. But let's say he goes and says, it's forgiven to you. Everyone agrees you cannot back out. If you want to say that Yochan means that the machlokes is in the case of etin lecha, that I'm going to give it to you, so you can't back out. Rava de Amar Kirib Yochanan. Right? And then Rava is going to be sounding like Rav Yochanan. Eli Yamart, Bemezu Bemezu machlokes, Rava de Amar Kaman. And who is he going like? He's not agreeing with Shmuel or with Yochanan, Rav Yochanan. Obviously, Rav Yochanan means that it's only a reference to etin lecha, I'm going to give you. Rava, time in the nafshi kamer, says the Gemara, not a raya, because maybe Rava's just giving another pshat. His own shtickle is not agreeing with Shmuel or with Rav Yochanan, and therefore we don't have an answer to the question. Frak to Gemara, Eis ve'Rav Achabar tachif le'Rava, haya chayiv lechavero. The Mishnah says that if let's say you're chayiv to swear to his friend, swear to me by the life of your head. We can back out. They're not able to back out. Beep, turn the page. My lav, does a Mishnah not talking about a case of someone who swears and therefore doesn't have to pay? Which is similar to a case of someone saying, I forgive it, the debt is forgiven to you if the judges decide according to you. Right? In both cases, he no longer has to pay, the defendant doesn't have to pay. Therefore, it's clear that Rav Meir rules that the plaintiff can back out even in this case, which goes against what Rava said. And for the Gemara, lo, be'osan hanishboin v'notan. The Mishnah is talking about those who swear and collect from the defendants to have a lake etin l'cha, which is like a case of etin l'cha. Only in that case of Meir allowing to go or to retract. I have a hatana l'reisha, but we already learned this idea in the reisha, right? The Mishnah you taught this machlokas in reference to accepting judges that aren't eligible judges. So why is it necessary to teach it again in the case of a shavua? Tana tole bedas acherim. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah taught the machlokas in the case which the defendant makes his payment dependent on the decision of others, aka the fathers. This is Rasha, Abba Vavicha. Vitana tole bedas atzmo. And also he taught it where the defendant makes his payment dependent on the decision of him himself. Says Rashi says, Bidas Atzmo Shall Khavir Baldin. Utsricha. It's necessary to teach both cases. Ditana tole bedas acherim. If the Mishnah taught the machlokas only the case where it's depending on others, Bahaka Rabbi Meir the Matzi Adabe. That's what Meir said he could back out. Mishum dol gomer makdem, because he didn't yet sign, seal, and deliver and give over the money. Damar miyemar demizakilek, because he could say who says that the judge is going to find it in the plaintiff's favor. So he's hoping that it's not going to work against him. Avatol b'das atzmo, but in the case where he's making the payment dependent on the decision of himself, the plaintiff himself, he must have assumed that this plaintiff would have taken advantage of the opportunity of making a less chamor personal shavua, apparently, than this defendant is resolved to pay if he swore. Ema modi lehul rabbanon. I would say the Meir would be masking to the rabbanon that he can't back out if he accepts it, and therefore you have to teach it the case of a shavua to show the Meir argues the rabbanon here also. V'yashmin baha, the Mishnah had only taught us in the machlokas in the second case where the defendant makes his payment subject to the decision to swear. Then Bahaka Amrina Rabbanan, that's Rabbanan, would go ahead and say that he can't back out because, he understands it might work against him. Aval Bahayi, in the first case, we linked it to the father, which you don't know what's going to happen, Ima Modeli Rabbanan of Meir, Tzricha, maybe they would agree to a Meir that he's able to back out, Tzricha, that's why we have to teach both cases.
Amrish Lakesh. Zok the Hilgi Rish Lakish. Amr Rish Lakish, Machlokas, Lefnei Gemar Din. This Machlokas, about whether or not you want to back out, is talking about if it's before the Din was actually came about. You want to back out after both sides presented their case. But before this, hold on, Aval. Machlokas Lefnei Gemar Din. Oh, that's what Machlokas is before. V'lachar Gemar Din, Tiver Kol Einyo Chalach Zman. You can't back out after Gemar Din. V'v Yochanan Amar, Lach Gemar Din, Machlokas after Gemar Din. Yibay Lehul Frek, the Gemara, Lach Gemar Din, Machlokas. Aval Lefnei Gemar Din, Tiver Kol Einyo Chalach Zman. But so before everyone's able to, Odilma Bey Mezu Bey Mezu Machlokas, Bey Mezu Machlokas in both of them. Tashmat Damarava, Kibalov Karva Pasel. Let's say the person who accepts upon himself to be as a judge is a relative or someone who's Pasel. Lefnei Gemar Din Yochalachzba. Before Gemar Din, he can back out. Lach Gemar Din in Yochalachzba, he can't back out. Yemar Pishlam Lach Gemar Din Machlokesavo. Lefnei Gemar Din Divirko Yochalachzbo. Rav da Amar Kerab Yochanan, Vadlibi da Rav Yochanan. Then Rav is saying his din according to Rav Yochanan. And he understands his Machlokes. If Yochanan is in the center of Machlokas, then he follows the Chachamim. Ava Ella, E Amar to be Mizum and Bizum Machlokas, Ravad Amar Kamad, then who's he saying like? Both of Shakas Rabbi Yochanan mask him that the Chachamim say that the guy cannot change his mind even before the final verdict. So how can Ravad say that he's able to? So we see from this that Rabbi Yochanan meant to say that the Machlokas is only whether he can back out after. But before everyone agrees, he's able to back out. Shalach Lei, let's talk about the din now. Shalach Rav Nachman Rav Chisal Paskim Rav Nachman Yaakov Yilam Dinu Rabbeinu Lefnei Gemar Din Machlokas Olach Gemar Din Machlokas V'Alocha Kedivrei Mi Shalach Lei sent back Olach Gemar Din Machlokas V'Alocha Kedivrei Chachamim. The Machlokas is only if he wants to back out after, and Olach goes according to the Chachamim. So he's able to back out before the verdict, and not afterwards, and that goes according to Rav Ashi Amar Hachi Shalach Lei. Ravashi says, this is what he sent to him. This is a question he sent to Nachum Yitzchak, by Yaakov. Be'etin l'cha machlokes, or b'macha l'cha machlokes? Is a machlokes about, somebody says, I'm going to give you the money, or is it about, the debt is forgiven to you. V'alachi divmi, who's it go like? Shalach le, he said back to him, be'etin l'cha machlokes, l'alachi divmi chamim. Yes, it's talking about, when it says, I'm going to give you, and it goes going to chamim. Besur masiachi and surah, they paskin like this, in like the following, pumtadisa masiachi and pumtadisa, they taught, differently. Amar of Chanina Bar Shlemia, Shochalei Mibe Rav Lishmuel. Gamdin Rabbeinu, Tzayi Gamar Din V'Kanum Yodo Mai. If he backs out before the Psak, but they did a Kenyan with him, that he can't back out, what's the din? Can he back out or not? Shochalei Ein Lach Kenyan Klum. If there's a Kenyan, then it's game over. He can't change anything at that stage. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.